Let us again start from the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Mem Hei Yomet Aleph. Zok the Mishnah vein loikrin sforim tfilin umezuzas minoivze kechovim yoyser al kedei demayim. One should not purchase from a goyim sifrei teires tfilin umezuzas yoyser al kedei demayim more than their value is. Mivnei tikkun ha'olam. The reason for this is mivnei tikkun ha'olam. So Rashi says, imishum duchka b'tziburim. We had two mahalchim before. Either the tikkun ha'olam is that we can't be mafal on the tzibur to pay exuberant prices. So therefore, therefore, we only pay how much it's worth. That means if the goyim will see that yidden are maskim to pay exuberant prices for sifrei Torah tefillin and mezuzos, so there'll be mice and nefesh to acquire more of them. They'll steal more of them because since this is a lucrative business. So the tikkun ha'olam is, you do not pay yoyser mikdei demei. Zok the Gemara, Omar lei Rav Budye l'Rav Ashi. Yeser al kedei demeim, hu dein loikhen. More than the value, we don't purchase. Habichdei demeim, but if a goy has, if they take a tool and a mezuzah, we purchase it bichdei demeim. That means if he's selling it for a normal price, we'll purchase it from him. Mamino sefer Torah shenimtza biyad oyved keichovim keirimbo. Now, let us see what Rashi says. Keirimbo. Lechashinan shema hu kosvoi l'shem avidis keichovim. Uplukte lekame. Now, we'd like to give a shtikal agdome. We mentioned in the previous year. The Chasam Sefer says that the Koyim that we are speaking about is lav davke Koyim for a tzibur. The Koyim is that if Tinaikis are permitted to learn in this Sefer. Now, what are the two stories? There's one side that maybe the Goy had written it l'shem avodas kechov. If he had written it L'shem Avodas Kechov, so there's a mitzvah v'ibatem eshmom in Amokim Hazeh. There's a mitzvah tzreifeh. There's a mitzvah ibud. And this mitzvah prevents us from learning in such a sefer. So the tinaikas are not allowed to learn such a sefer. So now, L'chayre, here we are speaking about Sefer Torah shen nimtza biyad oivet kechov. Nimtza biyad oivet kechov means that the Sefer Torah is in the possession of the goy. How he acquired the Sefer Torah, I don't know. Tutzdobit. Could be he wrote it. Could be a yid sold it there. Now, if I would have a chashash that on the tzad that the goy wrote it, that he writes l'shem avodah zarah, so it wouldn't be kaidan boy. Mi sofik, there's a sofik, is there a mitzvah v'ibat and a shema? Vashteitzach, I can't be soyrefit, mi sofik. Vashteitzach, kein la shema lekechem. The nisa mechikas Hashem, maybe it was written by a yi. But le'idach, he said to use it, I'm also not allowed to use it. And if the Mishnah would seem to be saying that the only problem is yeser al kedei demeyem mishom tikkun ha'olam, so it seems that's the only problem. But like this, I could purchase it. And the Gemara understood the only reason to purchase it if he could use it. If he can't use it, so what's the purpose of purchasing it? So we see from the, so Rav Budye told Rav Ashi, from the Mishnah we see, Habichdei v'meim loikim, loikhin, sh'mamino, zayfa teire, shenim sabiyadavit, kechovim koyim. And we are not chayish, Rashi says, Meloi chayshinon, shemo hu kotzvei l'shem avodas kechovim, uplukte hi lekame. Now that what Rashi means in with these three words, let's put this on hold. We have to see the Lakame to figure out what Rashi means. So the Gemara answered, the most matchedit, Dilma lignais. So the Gemara says it's no raya. Dilma, hach de daike, that that you are medaik mas nisen, habichdei did mayim loikhen, we don't purchase it for shimush to use, koirin loy, ligonis koma, als kvoida toire. That means that I have a suffix. Maybe he wrote it, so this we should say for toire. Maybe a guy wrote it, and it could be if a guy wrote it, tichli bata meshamom. But since on the tag that maybe a Yid wrote it is a Chiyuv Gnize, als Kvoida Teira, so for kids, it's an Indian to purchase it, Ligone. Vein manichen oisei biyodoi, we will not leave the Sefer Teira by the goy, Shema Kosheru, maybe it's a Kosher Sefer Teira, the goyin zin oisei misfeke. So we don't have any raya that, from our Mishnah, that Sefer Torah sheninsa biyadakum koyren boy, and we are not chayish that the guy wrote it l'shem abayduzor. It could be we are chayish, and whenever we purchase from a guy a Sefer Torah ninsa, we are going with it. Omar Rav Nachman. So now Rav Nachman says, Noktina mekubu biyadei. Sefer Teire shekosvo imin yisodek. A Sefer Teire that Amin wrote, what's the title Amin? So Rashi says, ha'oduk ba'avodes kechovim kigoyin koimer, a galach. So he's oduk and avodes kechovim is yisodek. So there's a mitzvah, there's no suffix whatsoever. If he had written it, Shaloi L'Shem Abedizorah, since he's Odek and Abedizorah, so Memele Zichar wrote it L'Shem Abedizorah. And the Chassam Sefer's Mavaya, that this is a normal thing, because if the Sefer Torah, speaking about Alakus, Adnos, so the mean, that is normal trend of thought, Adnos, who he holds, is an Odek, who he holds, is a lakus, some a mele, there is no suffix whatsoever. So if Amin wrote a Sefer Torah, he wrote it, lefi datai, remishahu adin, shalai. Kasvoi oiveit kechovim, yigone. What does Rashi say? Kasvoi oiveit kechovim, yigone, kidalakamo. Now this is very unclear, we have to come back later to this fact. But if a guy wrote it, it's Yigone. Now let us just see the Tosfos Rid. And L'chaire, Rashi learned like the Tosfos Rid. Let's see the Tosfos Rid is on the first line, when the lines start getting wide. The third word. Omar Rav Nachman Noktina. Sefer Teire Shekosra Apikaires Yisore Peir. She also clave desore. The whole machshavte hulo. Whenever he's thinking of a lakus, that's it. The case of our scholars who shame of a desore shalom. Kosvo ya ivit kechovim, yigones perish loim rinin stam machshaves ivit kechovim of a desore. Ella had double sophic. Sarashi says, if he's not a kaimel, so there's no stomach. Hilka ain't self and I say, because maybe it was written not L'Shem Avodah Zarah. The Ein Koyren Boy, maybe it was written L'Shem Avodah Zarah. Eleton Gnize. So needs Gnize, Aces, Misophic. So that's L'Chayre, that's what the Taisha says. He says, L'Chayre, Rashi doesn't say anything, but L'Chayre, this is Shitas Rashi also. Nimtzo B'yadmi. But if it wasn't Kosvo Amin, it was Nimtzo B'yadmi. So Amin has a Sefer Torah, so now he has a new suffix. Maybe the mean wrote it, and he saw it. But maybe the mean got it from a Yid. So then it's a kosher Sefer Torah. So Memele, by Nimtzo B'yadmi, you got it. נמצא ביד עובד ככבד, אמרי לו יגוד בי, ואמרי לו קיינן בי. ולדה סירש, נמצא ביד מין, יגונק, צופק כסווי, צופק מצוי וכושרו. נמצא ביד עובד ככבד, אמרי לו יגונק, מסווייקה, שמו הוא כסווי, ואמרי לו קיינן בי. וספק ספקה הוא שמו ישראל כסווי, ואם תמצא לימה הוא כסווי, שמו למכה לישראל כסווי, ולא לשם עבדת ככה. Now we have here אמיר דקרשי, but רשי says נמצא ביד עבד ככה, we have here a ספק ספקה. Maybe there are two stodim that קיינן בו. One side is maybe a Yid wrote it. Another side is maybe a guy wrote it L'shem Mechire. With a very interesting Chassam Sofer. When a guy writes it L'shem Mechire, he's not Mechavon L'shem Avodah Zarah. Why isn't he Mechavon L'shem Avodah Zarah? Not als Frumkeit, to Yiddishkeit, the Apostle Sofer Kodesh. No, he won't write it L'shem Avodah Zarah, L'kvoid Avodah Zarah. He should be Mekadish something, L'shem his Avodah Zarah, and give it a Yid. So when he writes L'shem Limka L'Yisrael, he has a good handwriting, he's the right to say the Torah, he'll make sure not to be Mekadish it L'shem his Avodah Zarah, he'll make it L'shem by the Yid, what the Lukus means, what Avnus means. That's number one. Number two, Rashi says a Svek Svek. What is the Svek Svek? We have two stodim, but it was not written L'shem Avodah Zarah. One side is that the Yid wrote it, and one side is that the guy wrote it, Limka. Svek Tehilike Sassam Sefer. But it's a svek-sveke b'shem echot. It's one side, but it's kosher. Maybe it was not written l'shem avodah zarah. It's not two tzadim. Could be two tzadim with one heter. Maybe the Yid wrote it not l'shem avodah zarah. Maybe the guy wrote it not l'shem avodah zarah. So what kind of a svek-sveke is it? This is the Chassam Sofer's kasha. The Chassam Sofer has a very gishmaket head. Some Sefer says, no, it's not Shem Echa. There are two distinct Sveikas over here. If the Yid wrote it, so it's kosher for the Likris by the Tzibur. If the Goy wrote it, we'll see later, it's not kosher Likris by the Tzibur, but you can learn in it. So it's two distinct Sveikas. I have two Tzadim of Koyren Boy. One side is Koyren Boy for the Tzibur. One side is Koyren Boy. Tinaikas can learn in it. So two distinct Sveikas. Now, I'd like to just mention two ha'orim. So, the way Rav Ashi explains Pshat in Rav Nachman said, Nimtzo b'yad oivet kechovim, is, we have here a machlokes. Yesh oimrim, omri lo yigonez, omri lo kayim boy. So we have here a machlokes. So we have to understand, if the second side holds Koinen Boy al Svek Sveike, so what's the form of the first side? So why don't you say Svek Sveike? We have maybe the Yid, maybe the guy wrote it L'shem Mechire. The guy writes it L'shem Mechire, that's why Kosvoy Akum is Yigonis, because maybe he wrote it L'shem Mechire. So why don't you say Svek Sveike? That's one halacha we have to understand. What is the tzad of the first Omri Lo? Number two, perhaps we could say that's a milsa de lo shriche that a goy should write it l'shem mechira. So I can't make a Svek Sveike out of this because it's a slight tzad sofik that it really was like this.
But that's also not mistava, because Taisus and Ksubis Taftes says the Gavaldiki Yisod. Taisus says there's a Svek Sveike, Sofik Tachtov, Sofik Vav Tachtov. The Shaila was she Mizana Tachtov, she was Mizana Lach Tachtov. Second Sofik, Sofik Aine, Sofik Rotsa. Maybe, if she was Mizana Tachtov, she's still Mutaloi, because maybe it was Vaine. So Taisus asked Akasha, but Roiv Einzen Yeshlan Koil. And since there was no Koil, so it's not Mistava that someone was Manasa. So Taisus Afal Pikein, we can assume, it could still make a Svek Svek. If it's full Patats, you don't need a Sofik HaShokul to make a Svek Svek. So Afila, we will say that the Tzad Lichtai Vlashay Mechire is a perfect Sofik. But we can still make a Svek Svek. So we have to understand clear what the Machloikis is between the first Amrilo and the second Amrilo. Amrilo Yegon is Amrilo Koyenboy. Now, let's go further. Sefer Teire Shekosvoy Oivet Kechov. Now we're going to have three Bereises. A Sefer Teire that a guy wrote. Tony Chode Yisori. Now, one Baraisa said, Yisori. Now, this Baraisa held, we see clear, that every guy, you don't have to be a professional galach, every guy, when he writes a Sefer Torah, he writes L'shem Abedizor. So, Yisori. V'tanya idoch yigone. There's a second Baraisa that holds yigone. So, L'chayre, we should say, we'll see the Gemara will not say this, but L'chayre, the second Baraisa holds that Goy writes a Sefer Torah. So Sofik, maybe L'shem Abedizorim. This we had before the Taisus Rid. The Taisus Rid said clear that the Svara of Rav Nachman is that the Sofik maybe wrote L'shem Abedizorim. Maybe didn't write L'shem Abedizorim. Maybe wrote L'shem Mechira, the way Rashi says. So L'chayre, without going further, that should be the Svara of the second Baraisa. The Tanya Idoch Koyenboy. Now we learned a third Baraisa, Koyenboy, that you're allowed to learn in the Sefer Torah. So that's the Chmir. Before we'll go further, let us just, we had mentioned two Rashis, which we put on hold. Rav Budye Omalei, Rav Budye LaRavashi, that from our Mishnah it would seem, Bachdei Demeim Loikrin, Shema Amina Sefer Teire, Shnim Sebi Adoibit Kechovim Koyren Boi, so Trashi Yepulte Hi Lekamon, Nim Sebi Adoibit Kechovim Koyren Boi, Lechaira, I think Rashi means these three Baraisas, not what Rav Nachman said, Omri Lo Koyren Boi, I think Rashi means Rashi means these three Baraisas. The third Baraisa holds Koyren Boy. And the third Baraisa holds Koyren Boy, Afilu Kosvoy. Now this is really a big Chiddush. The third Baraisa that we're talking about, Sefer Torah Kosvoy Oivet Kechov. So we have a three-way machlokes, and third baraisa is afilu kosvoy is koyren boy. So we're not chayish lechayre that he wrote it l'shem avodah zarah. So that what it says in our Mishnah, that Avudya wanted to be medayik, that koyren boy, lechayren, putpehi lekamon, I think Rashi means this tab. Number one. Okay, now, Rashi, we had before Rav Nachman said, Sefer Torah Shekosvoy Oivet Kechovim Yigone. Now Rashi says, Kidulakamon. Now Kidulakamon has to mean L'chayre, the second Baraisa. That's the second Baraisa. But we're going to run into problems, but let's just go further. Zok the Gemara. So now we have a Yistire and three Baraisas. The first Baraisa holds Surfin, the second Baraisa holds Goinzin, and the third Baraisa holds Kaya. So the Gemara says, like Asha, it's no stira. Ho, the Zanya Yisorei, Rabbelezeri. The Omar Stama Shevet Oivet Kechovim, Lavoidus Kechovim, Labakta Kaima. Every guy is Machshavis Lavoidus Kechovim. Ho, the Zanya Yigone, Hai Tano, the Tony Rahamnune, Berei, Berove, Mi Pashunye. Sefer Torah, Tfilin, Umezuzos, Shekosvoi, Moso, Oivet Kechovim, Be'eved, Ishe, Be'kotn, Be'kusi, Be'Yisrael Mumel, Psulen, Shenema, Okshartom, Oksavtom, Kol Sheyeshnoi, Be'kshire, Yeshnoi, Be'kside, V'chol Sheinoi, Be'kshire, Einoi, Be'kside. Now, before we will be Mekasha, this Beraisa to what Rashi said, Lekamon, Kedisa Lekamon, let us first see what Rashi says over here. Zek Rashi Azay. Zek Rashi, Rabbeleza, Bishritas, Chulin. Perek Sheini. Mipashunye, Sheimok. Moso, Malshin. Person who's Choshud on Malshinos, we'll see soon. Is a lav bar kshira. Eved ve'isha einon bekshira. The mitzvah essay shes man gromehi. The laila ve'shabes lav zman tefillin. Kusi geire aroyes hei. Mumur umoso harei polku me'aleihem oil. A mumur and umoso zapeirikel. A peirikel is a lav bar kshira. So now, let us first understand, what is the Baraisa saying? The Baraisa is saying that there's a halacha that in Hilchus, Ksiva Sefer Torah, Tefillin and Mezuzos, in order to get a Hechsha Ksiva, the Kosev has to be a Baal Kshira. Now, let's first talk about Adisha Nakotin. Adisha Nakotin, who are not mechuyev b'kshiras tefillin, so they're possible to write a sefer Torah. Fine. Then the baraisa is ma'isiv. You have a mumar and a moso. A mumar and a moso, they themselves are the etzim. They're mechuyev b'kshira, but since they don't practice mitzvahs kshira, they're perkei oil. They're not mekayim mitzvah kshira. So memela, they're also called lav b'nei kshira, and lemaisa, they're also possible to write a sefer Torah. Now, this tane is stuck in a goy. A goy is a lav bar kshira, 100%. He's like a ish and a cotton, like a kusi. He's not mechuyev b'kshiras tefillin. So, Kan Shoyel Aben, this I saw that Nachos Moshe is, Rashi didn't say Beferish, but the Tosis Rit did say Beferish. The Tosis Rit said Beferish that the reason we had before Yigones, Rav Nachman said before that if a Goy wrote Sefer Torah Yigones, because it's a Sophic, did he write it L'Shem Avodah Zarah, didn't he write it L'Shem Avodah Zarah? Right. And now all of a sudden, we have over here a baraisa that doesn't seem to bat an eyelash about, I mean, that we stuck a goy together with an ish and a cotton, so the problem is not at all a problem of kosvei l'shem avodah zarah. It's a different thing. It's a lav bar kshira. So how does this stim with Rav Nachman? How does this baraisa stim with Rav Nachman? That the Tosfos Rit said klar. Rashi also seems to say like that. That the problem is maybe l'shem avodah zarah. That's one big problem. There's another problem. It said in the baraisa yigones. Like the hilkach sam sofem. I mean, taked is aloche ukshartam uksaftam. That's in Hechsher Ksiva Sefer Torah. You have to be a Baal Kshira. But Yigones, Ben Kairin Boy means we can't use it at all. Why can't you use it at all? Take a tacheda, a kinderlich learning it. My wife and Kairin Boy. Bishloima when a guy wrote it, so we have a mabaya. There's a suffix, maybe it was written with Shema by the Torah. There's a mitzvah vibatam ashmam in amokim azeh. So there's a din vibatam ashmam is ain't Kairin Boy. We will not be Kairin such a sefer that there's a mitzvah, there's a chiyin ibud. But here we're speaking about Frumazachin, that's an Hershey Sefer Torah. But why is he gone? Why is then Kainan Boy? Skash of Rekha Sam Sefer. The Sam Sefer wants to say, he says himself as Hamir de Kechidish, Nachlos Moshe wants to bring a Raya from the Gemara further on the Zokin. That the Baraisa was speaking about Bizman, that there wasn't noig the heter of Eis Lassis as Lashem. In the Vorim Shebiksav Yato Reshoi Elohim Rambalpe, and when is it called the Vorim Shebiksav if it was nittingly kosev the way it was written? But if it was not written properly, so that's called Malpe. So the Bereise is telling us, the Bereis is telling us that the Torn Gnize by a Sefer Torah that was written through a cotton or a Isha, it's Torn Gnize because it's Leinitanli Kosei, so it's not called Vorm Shebiksav, because it wasn't written properly. So that is why it's totally gone. Fine. That is that. But now, let us get back to Rashi said, when Rav Nachman said Yigonez, Rashi said, Kidder Lakamon. Now, Rashi means, Kshartum Chsavtum. The whole Rav Nachman was speaking Lachayrib. Does he write L'shem Avoy the Zohar? Doesn't he write L'shem Avoy the Zohar? Mechlal, it's a pella. I mean, why do you need this new mitzvah k'shartam or saftam by a goy? If a goy is a sofik, if he writes L'shem Avoy the Zohar, yotzenei. So the Nachlas Moshe wants to say as follows. This Bereise is telling us that b'chol oifen a Sefer Torah shekos voy akum is yigonis. What's the taich b'chol oifen? B'chol oifen means I went over to the guy. I told him he should write for me a Sefer Torah. For me, it's limochet. And Rashi was megala to us. When a guy writes a Sefer Torah limochet, he does not write l'shem avoy the Zohar. And he writes, because we mentioned the Sam Sefer, it's a bizoyan to give over Sefer Torah, Zit Moshem Avoy the Zohar to a Yid. He'd never do such a thing. So when he's writing a Sefer Torah for a Yid, he's zicher writes to Shemus, not L'Shem Avoy the Zohar. So the Bereise is very inclusive. The Bereise wants to say that a guy that wrote a Sefer Torah, afilu, the chash Shema Kosmi L'Shem Avoy the Zohar is not relevant. It's because it's speaking about that he wrote it Limkai LeYisrael, but there's an upsul. There's a psul k'shavtam achsavtam. So Sefer Torah shekosvoy akum is going to tell us it's always possible. Don't think the only psul is al shem kosvoy l'shem avoy dezoret. And therefore, if I will know that he didn't write it l'shem avoy dezoret, so I'll go and use it. It'll be kaidem boy. No. There's a new chesorin, there's a chesorin of shartam of saftam, and just like a cotton, and just like a nisha. It's possible, so adin, a guy is also possible, also shartam of saftam. Fine. Now, the Nachlas Moshe says one more nikuda. He says, this haloche, that dvorim shebiksav yato shoy Elohim rom balpeh, was only said bizman ha-mishneh. Before the Eis Lassis L'Hashem, so then there was such a halacha. Now we have a halacha Eis Lassis L'Hashem Eifel Teilasecha. So now we can learn, we can vom shebiksav, we can say marpeh also. We don't need, it should be nitinli kosev. Zokta nachlas Moshe, beautiful vot. Zokta nachlas Moshe, that bizman azeh, bizman Rav Nachman, lemaise, there was a heter of Eis Lassis Lashem. So when Rav Nachman was speaking about a Sefer Torah Shekosvoy Goy, that what the Baraisa said was not negated him anymore. The Baraisa of Keret, Bisman HaMishneh. Bisman HaMishneh, we have a problem of Vom Shebiksav Yata Shor Loim Rambal Peh. So therefore, a Lav Bankshire cannot create Vom Shebiksav. That was Bizman HaBaraisa. Rav Nachman was much later. Bizman Rav Nachman already, this problem was not negay anymore. We have an Eislas with Lashem. We can say, Dvorim Shabaksav, Atar Rishoy Loim Rambal Peh. So Memele, so when Rav Nachman said, Sefer Torah Shekosvo Akum Yigonez, it's not als Kshaltam Achsavtam. That's already that ancient history before the Eislasus Lashem. Rav Nachman and Rav Nachman like the Tosfos Ritz said. Rav Nachman said, Sefer Torah Shekosvei Akum Yigonez is als goy. If you don't know that he wrote it to sell, you don't know why he wrote it. So I have a sofek hashokol. Maybe he wrote it not to sell. Then he writes it l'shem avodah zarah. Maybe he wrote it to sell. That's what the Tosfos Ritz says, Klal, that's Pshat Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman is telling us something that's not Negeya the Baraisa. The Baraisa is speaking about Bizman when there's a problem of Vom Shebiksav. And Rav Nachman is speaking about Bizman Azeh, but Rav Nachman is speaking about if you don't know. He says the Baraisa is speaking about all cases. All cases it's possible, although the guy wrote it with Shane Limke. Rav Nachman is not speaking about all cases. Rav Nachman is saying, a stam guy that wrote it, and we are unaware of the reason why he wrote it, it's Yigonis to maybe wrote it with Shane Avoidizot. That's how the Nachlas Moshe is Mevaya, the Tosfos Ritz. I mean, this is a Pella. The Tosfos Ritz says, Pshat Rav Nachman, And the whole reason why is Yigonez is because maybe Zum L'Shem Avodah Zarah. And the Baraisa says Yigonez, because of Shalta Bachsavtov. This is the Chapella. So that's what Nachlas Moshe wants to say. The Baraisa wants to tell us, HaKiddush HaPilu, I know that he didn't write it L'Shem Avodah Zarah, it's a Psulik Shalta Bachsavtov. Which was negay bizman hamishnin, was on negay bizmanenu. And Rav Nachman is speaking about stuff. So that is more or less the chesed. The problem is, but what do we do? In this, the gedayli achreinim muchin zech zefil batashi, kosvu oivdei keichovim yigoneis kiddelekamon. Now Rashi of all people, Rashi also seems to learn that that's the problem of a goy, v'loi chashin in shem ulkos, v'shem avidus kechov, it's koyrin boy, and you don't it. Rashi Gufa said that the reason that it's koyrin loi chashin in shem ulkos, v'shem avidus kechov, and if not, like this, you're chayish. Dilme, we are chayish. Yeah, so, l'choy rehakim Rashi shtel to the lekamon. The lekamon is a shek v'chazach. So l'choyre, the lekamon, bachsach mir pshat is, we have here three tanoi. We have here, the first tana holds, sefer Torah shekosvei goy yisorei. So the first tana told us, there's no suffix by a goy. The second tana, that had to tell us, a new psul of a goy, because a dupsul of a pshat of a chsavtov, I only need this new psul if I will assume that sometimes the guide is not right, l'shem avaydizor. That means, if kosvoy li mocher, he does not write l'shem avaydizor, so then the time is to tell me, but Rabbi, there's another problem, is the problem k'sharatam of saftam. But if the second Tana would hold like Kabbalah, so why do you have to tell me new svaris of k'sharatam of saftam, yigomez, yisare? Like Kabbalah said. So al kolchoch, the second Tana, besides telling us the psul, but if he had a search for a new psul, so toich dvorav we see, that a guy could write l'shem, not l'shem avaydizora. That's where he had to dig up a new psul, m'kshalot m'ksafto. So could be that is what Rashi says, kiddel l'kamot. That means, there's a braisa that says that I don't clear b'chlal, that a guy did not write shaloi l'shem avaydizora. That's the first time. If Rav Nachman said, yigonez, kiddel, there's a second time. The Zatana says that I clear, maybe he did not write L'shem Abay Dezor. It was Kosvei Limka, maybe he did not write L'shem Abay Dezor. Let us go further. We have a third time. V'hod Desan Yekoyim Boy. Now we have a third time that Koyim Boy. Hai Tana, that's this time, Desan Ye, we learned about Aisha. Loikhin svarim in oivet kechovim b'chol moke, v'bavad sheksuvim kilchosom. So you're allowed to buy from a loik. So we see this Tana holds, number one. But I'm buying it from a goy. Maybe, there's a philosophic, maybe the yid, maybe a yid wrote it. I don't know how this guy got it. But maybe the goy wrote it. And maybe the goy wrote it l'shem avodas zarah. I see from this Tana, he b'chlal was not chayish, that a goy write l'shem avaydizor. This is l'chayre, this Tana, we see right away. In Dachsamel, this is, now we'll go back to the first Rashi on the Gemara, koyren boy, v'loy chayshinen shemu kosvoy, v'choy v'loy chayshinen shemu kosvoy, shem avaydiz kechom, v'pluk to yil kameh, this is Dachsamel, the third Tana. And we see a raya from our Mishnah, koyren boy. Fine. Now, let's go a little further. So the third Baraisa says, Loikin Svarmer v'kechavim b'chol mokeh, v'bavad sheksuvim kilchosim. But you have to look at it. It was written properly. U'maise b'oivet. Now, before we go further, we see that this time, what's with the k'sharto m'chsafto? So my says, this time it doesn't know b'chol this drosha. This drosha, this is the middle Baraisa held of this drosha. This third Tana Bechlal does not hold of the drosha, so Koyim Bay. There's no problem of Dvarim Shebiksav, it's Koyim Bay. U'maise bo'ivet kechovim echot b'tzaido, sheyekoisev svorim, ve'hiter Rav Shimon Gamliel likach mimeno. It does not matter. The first said, loikim svorim in oivet kechovim, we don't know who wrote it, maybe he wrote it. Here, Rav Shimon Gamliel was, Amor de Kazakh, we should, there's a big sign on the door, Svarim Tfilah Mezuzahs can be purchased here, and it was on the sign of Rav Shimon Gamliel. Merdik. Maise, Betzidon, Shayekaisev Svarim, Maise, Bebekrom, Echad, Betzidon, Shayekaisev Svarim, Behitta, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Likach, Mimen. So, first of all, what do we see from this? You see, Rav Shimon Gamliel also holds you don't need Pshalta Mechsafta, because he was Mata. In fact, the Gemara, but there's a new problem. Rav Shimon Gamliel couldn't be Mata. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Ibud Lishmon Boy, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that the Oyer has to be Mehubed Lishmo. So if the Oyer has to be Mehubed Lishmo, the Ksi Vezich has to be Lishmo, and you can't rely on a guy that he wrote a Lishmo. So it's not written properly. So the Gemara says, good, he doesn't hold the Kshartam of Saftam. The Tanakhama could be doesn't hold the Lishma either, so the Tanakhama does not, but Rav Shimon Gamliel personally, that he holds that the oil, the cloth has to be, or they need Ibud Lishma, so Ibazoi, so Yizicha need, if the oil has to be Lishma, the Ksiv Yizicha has to be Lishma. The Sanya, we learned Tzipon Zo, a person was metape the tefillin, or he made batim out of Zo, or he shetov aleim oil beimetmei, psulois. Oil beheima teire, but what if he used oil beheima teire for batim, is kshayres. Va'af al pi shaloi ibdol lishmo. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel oima, afilo oil beheima teire, psulois, so we see Klal that Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that we need Ibud Lishma. So if you need Ibud Lishma, you need Ksiva Lishma. So how could he be matter to buy from a guy who wrote a Sefer Torah Lishma as if he cannot rely on him? Zuk the Gemara. Amar Rabbe Bar Shmuel Beger Shechazal Lesure. Now we're not talking about a goy. We're speaking about a person who was months ago. He was Megayim himself, and then he went Chazal Lesure. So Memele. So what? What the Teretz? The Teretz is, but since he was once a Gerus, so when he became a Ger, he learned Hilchis Safras. He learned you have to write Lishma. So it's in the back of his mind. So when he writes Lishma already. He went through a complete course. He was a ger, so he knows the din. He learns Mishnah Berurah. You have to write Lishma. So Memele, so he knows Lishma. In fact, the Gemara, the Surah Koshkin, the Havalaymin, if he went back, so Fakir, whatever he learned, he'll do Lahachas Fakir, so he's Zichar will write Lishma. So the Gemara, Omar Rabashi, Shechoyza Lesuroi Mishum Yirin. So I'd like to say over how the Madura Pascha learns Pshat in this Gemara, which is a beautiful Pshat, and then I'll just say over a Ha'ore. Madura Pascha says, there was a Mais Hazoi. There was a person, he was Megaya himself. And when his friends heard that he was Megaya himself, they were fuming. So they told him, listen, either you go come back to us, he wasn't interested in Mesiras Nefesh, he wasn't after that Dalge, so he said, Raboisai, no more tefillin, no more tzitzis, no more mezuzah, he's not doing anything. He went back to all the goyish ways, b'chitzayni, superficially. But I said, he's an elechayid, but like the Maranos, that means, but he can't show his Yiddishkeit. Steit Madura Basra, Moira de Kedach, Steit Madura Basra, is this person considered a Baal Kshira? Yes or no? So the Madura Basra says, no. Lamaise, he threw away his tune. He's not wearing tune anymore. Even though the reason he's not wearing tune is because he's being forced into it, but it's allowed Baal Kshira. So Mamel with the Madura Basra says, this is Pshat in the Baraisa, the third Baraisa. The second Baraisa says, you need a Baal Kshira. That's what the second Baraisa says. The Tana of the Mamel Devi holds Yigone. The third Baraisa said, as follows. The third Baraisa holds that he's a lav bar, and you don't need a bar kshira. You can buy from a goy. So the third Baraisa is chaylik on the second Baraisa. That's why Kayan goy. Rav Shimon Gamliel started talking about a ger. He's not talking about a ger, he's talking about a ger. So, how does Rav Shimon Gamliel come in? Rav Shimon Gamliel comes in as follows. Rav Shimon Gamliel wants to show that he agrees with the Tanna Kamma of the third Baraisa. The Tanna Kamma of the third Baraisa stated, we do not need a Baal Kshira, because he said you can buy from a goy. So, Rav Shimon Gamliel wanted to say, I agree with you. You don't need a Baal Kshira. And therefore, I was mata ager shechazal lesurai. That means I would not be mata agoi because you hold God, you don't need lishma. I hold you do need lishma. So, So what you said, I can't agree with you fully, but in the etzem yisod, that you were a machadish, the etzem yisod, that you were a machadish, that you do not need a bal kshire, that I agree with you. That's the maise with the gale. Zot Rashi, Siva Lishmole boy with me at Sipon Litvillan Zo, Shatola Loshan Tlai Klaima Osa Hipo Ikisha Lahemba Il Behemoth Me. Psula is the Siv Beficha Min Hamuta Beficha. That's why Behemoth Me is also. Begesh Rosal Surai Ra, Wahu the Taifan Gehu, Rosal Surai, Vyodea the boy Lishmo. Achmasira Vyori Lenav Shoishla Yagu Hakusa. Now, I have one ha'ore. Rashi explained, Amuma umoso, why are they allowed back shiret? So Rashi says, Arei polku me aleihen oil. Amuma umoso, Rashi was not mistapik by saying, well, they don't like tefillin. That means, v'emesin, this baraisa that says Amuma and umoso, that's allowed back shiret, is better than Amuya the Kechidish. That means we would push it learn shat that a lav bar shira means a person is not mitzuben kshira, is not capable of ksiva. A cotton, an isha, a kusi, a goy, they're not mitzuben kshira, so they're not capable of ksiva. A mumar and a mosa, so the emerson, they're mitzuben kshira. A mitzuben kshira. Remember once heard a maisa from Rav Pamzel Gesundfein, he said that once an apikoiris, he was wearing tefillin, he was speaking divrei apikoiris. Someone told him, with tefillin you're speaking apikoiris? He says, what do you think, an apikoiris is part of tefillin? I have to wear tefillin of al kaponim. So be'emes an apikoiris is not part of tefillin. So l'chayre, we would say, that a mumar and a mosa, they're not kshire. I mean, they're mechuyev and kshire, they don't do it. So, I mean, to say the apostle exceeded because they're allowed by kshire, that's a big statement. So Rashi said, sherei polku oil. So polku oil, vaistois, that means there were poirik oil machu shemaim legamri. So they're called their lav nekshire. I mean, if they were poirik oil, so the lav nekshire, they were poirik the whole. So lechayre, not lenitin leyama, but this geir shechazal lesuroich. I mean, he's not chasushal na poirik oil. He's achmasaynis nefoshis. He's not wearing tefillin. So I don't know if the madura basre stems with this rashi. Let us go further. Tana Rabbona. Malin, we had in the Mishnah said as follows. Ein loikrin svarim tfilin a mezuzas moivik kechavim, yoisa al kedei demeim. So, the Marsa Zabarai said, Tana Rabbona, malin bedmeim kedei trepik. That, even, don't take the now it says in the Mishnah, Kedei Demeyem, doesn't have to be mamish, the exact value. You could overpay a little bit. Kedei Trepik. My Trepik, Omer Rav Sheshes, is Tire. Zutrashi, Tondra Rabbona Malam Bidmeim, Afro Pisha Shanina, and Loikanoisa Biyoisa Bidmeim. The reason is that this will give them an incentive to rob svarim, because it's a lucrative business. You steal a sefer and you get a very high price for it. They don't see the golden eglikin, the golden, the profits they'll derive when they steal svarim. So, b'meila, you're allowed to give a trepik more. Yeah. And what's a treipik is tira sella medine shmini shebesella tzuri and eita besella tzuri dana chatzidin the bochum of hosbik subis perik afalpik. Ahi tayoso, there was a Yishmaelis, the icy chayse de tfile lekami dabai. There was a Yishmaelis that brought a sack of tfile tabai. Well, where she got the from came as a chol stone. She stole the tfile in the stomach, and she wanted to make some money. So she came to Abaye, and she purchased the tfile. Oh my lord, so Abaye told her, Yovis, Amala Yovis li resh resh betamri, and for that means, for each zug of tefillin, you'll give it to me for a tomo. I'll give you a date for tefillin. Imal yezliyado. So she became fuming. She became, hazachutz penayro, to give a tomo for a zug of tefillin. Shokla shodasino benare. So she went, and out of anger, she threw everything in the atayach. Omar, so Abaye said, Le boili le zuzolino ba'apiku le'ai. I shouldn't have done what I had done. I was mezalzel in the tefillin very much, and that made that they were halach le'ibur. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi itayos ishmeilis, chayses ha'kopen, reish reish, zug zug shorish v'shotroye, imal yezihiro nismalo oros ve'roiv kas. So there's a very interesting Sam Sefer. Sam Sefer asks, what was the svar of Abaye? I mean, lo steht doch in the Bereise that Malen kedei dreipig. He went to Psozoi. So Sam Sefer says something very interesting, but l'chayr it's not like Rashi. Sam Sefer says that the Emerson, there are two tamen, Rashi brought in the Mishnah, we heard it on the previous Mishnah. So what's a tikkun oilam? So there's two tamim. One tam is als duchke di tzibura, and another tam is als toilaisi legarve, that you give big prices, so mameila they'll be meisen nefesh to steal the bom shebekdush in order to make profits. Sittach Sam Sefer, this bereise that says malen treipik is only al the tam of duchke de tzibur. Duchke de tzibur is so. So a treipik is a chatzi dinner. So that malen. Okay, to be yes for that. There's no duchke de tzibur. So I'll pay a quarter more, 50 cents more. So my mail is no duchke de tzibur. But, according to the Tam of Relaisi Legalve, that a goy should have an incentive to those, well, if he's getting more than the market value, he'll have an incentive. He doesn't need exuberant prices. That also give him an incentive. So he says that Abaye held this paraisa that says that you pay a trepik. This paraisa is speaking about this going according to the Tanem. This price is going according to the Tanna that holds that the Tam is on Stukhya de Tzibure. So therefore, you can be Mala Treipik. Lalocha, we don't paskin like that. Lalocha, we paskin like the Mishnah, the Lase, the Galve. So you're not Mala at all. So he held, if the Kelp, so Abaye held. So watch out to Lase, the Galve. That means we have to make sure a goy should not have an incentive to steal tefillin. So Abaye said, I'll really make sure. I'll go and offer her a tomah, so she'll really give up the business and try something else. So Memele, so that's Pshat Mabaye. Mele Kechsam Sefer. So Abaye held that La Loche, we don't paskin like this Baraisa, we paskin like the Mishnah. And for Kert, we should not give any incentive to a goy to steal, and so Mamela he held, so if we'll offer a gold cheap price, so it's zichagut. That's what the Sam Sefer says, but Rashi doesn't seem to say this, because Rashi says As she says, the Baraisa, Avishnin, Lekim, Oisim, Beyesim, but many times, Lehitolay, the Trichulish, Losvarim, as she says, the Baraisa is going according to Yenamandiyam. I feel according to the Mandiyam, Lelaisa, Legalve, Afalpikain, about technically could be Malet, so it's not like that I'm safe. Zok, Taisis.
Omri la kairam boy, perish bekuntres, avalei svek sveke, vishemo yisrael kosvoi.
We have here two lashaynes, omri la by nimso, biyad akum, so we have the two lashaynes of yigones or kairam boy. One lashon holds, one lotion holds yigones, because it's a sophic. Maybe it's from a yid, maybe it's from a goy. One lotion holds kaimen by Sarashi said kaimen because it's a svek svek. If it's a goy, maybe the goy wrote it limkaya, so it's not, wasn't written l'shem avaydiza. Perish bekontres, the havalei svek sveke, the shema Yisrael Kosvoy, Bafilo Kosvoy Evet Kechovim, Shema Kosvoy Limkele Yisrael. Leila Shema Vedas Kechovim, Ve'ein Nire, Rav Nachman Koma, Kosvoy Evet Kechovim, Yigones. Rav Nachman said Kosvoy from Yigones, Vahainu Afilo Kosvoy Limkele Yisrael. He says, Rashi said, Rashi opened up our eyes and said, there's a new factor over here. A guy will write L'shem Avodah Zarah, but if it's, he's writing it Limka, then he'll write it not L'shem Avodah Zarah. So Taisa says, Rav Nachman Koma, Kosvayvit Kechom Yigonis. If he wrote it, it's Yigonis. Vahainu afilu kosvoy limkoy li Yisrael. That means afilu limkoy, it's also a sophic. Maybe he wrote it l'shem avodah zarah. L'kama meforish taima mishum kol she'ena b'kshire, eina b'ksive. So Tosfos asks, he says, when Rashi would seem that if it was written L'shem Mechire, there's no problem of Kosvi L'shem Avodah Zarah, so then it's a kosher, it's Kaven Bay. So Taisa says on Shuldik, Afilu, it was Kosvi L'shem Mechire, it's also not Kaven Bay. Because it's a problem of Ksharto Mechsavto. He says, we were Magdam, we learned Rashi, the Machlos Moshe, that the Barais is speaking about is Koidem Eislas is L'Shem, Rashi is speaking about Efte Eislas is L'Shem. So Mamela, it wouldn't be Gefelach. But Tosfos did not buy this whole Cheshbon. So Tosfos asks, how could you say that it's good? Because maybe he wrote L'Shem Bechira. After he wrote L'Shem Bechira, it's also no good. Because there's a problem of Kshavta Mechsavtam. That's why it's Yigonez. Alatayme da omri lo koirem boi mishum dika la mitle tvei she Yisrael kosvoi dein derech oivet kechovim lichtoi. So Taisa says, go anai epshav. Taisa says, a goy normally does not write Sefer Torahs. So nimtso, so this omri lo holds. If it's nimtso b'yad akum, so I should assume he zicher didn't write it. If there's a shorus that he got it from a yid, that means kosvoy akum. Good, I saw he wrote it. But normally I don't hold on that a goy should write it. So memele, so nimtso, so that therefore this lashon holds nimtso biyad akum is kairon boy. Why is it kairon boy? Because how did he get it? I don't have normally goyim to write sifreta, yes. So Mr. Mezich got it from a yid. Mezich got it from a yid. That's why it's Kairan Boy. This one will be Messiah, the Pnei Yeshua is Ma'ira. So that if it's Nimtso, so Mezich Toile, it was written through a yid. So, Frak the Pnei Yeshua, it says Nimtso Biyad Min, Yigonis. So why should be Nimsa Biyad mean Yigonis? I mean, about this father, Zichar Goy didn't write it. So Zichar Yid wrote it. If Yid wrote it, so why is Yigonis? So Taylor Kibne Yeshua, Amin, Akrima, Eken, Shinyoshai, Masay, Fetayra. He's in theology. He's in religion. So by min, it's a Sofek HaShoku. Maybe he wrote it. Maybe he got it from a Yid. But by a Goy is not so much Eingeton in writing Sifrei Teiris. So Memele. So therefore, that seems to be a vacuum. I assume that a Yid wrote it.